This week's Tired Away has been sponsored by the family Pollin and Josephs, the Freude and Schön of Don Borgheim Josephs and Avital Pollin. Chop alles ihr, Sunday the 13th of May, Rabbi Osho Rubinstein, are you plugged in to Har Sinai?
Thanks for coming, Asanya. I've been here before, but not in this beautiful new Beit Medrash. Certainly a good feeling here. I welcome the opportunity. I thank the sponsors of this wonderful, beautiful thing here, Father David Turaway. And I believe, I don't know if we have it over here. Are you plugged into Har Sinai? Okay. So that's what we'll talk about. It's Erev Shavuos, not just because it's been Erev Shavuos since the second night of Pesach. Like the Chinuch says, that the whole tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim was Maimon Har Sinai. The Kodesh Baruch Hu said so. It says so in the Chumash. By the Sneh, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu asked him, what's your purpose in taking Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim? So he says, when I take him out of the Tzayim, Tavdun Oisi Al Hahar Hazeh. You're going to be Oyveid me, they're going to serve me on this mountain. Which means Kabbalah Satera, which we have to explain exactly what the Aveda is in Kabbalah Satera. Veva Hashem Yivarach. So, the Yetzias Mitzrayim was without purpose. And that's what the Chinuch says in the mitzvah of Sfira HaSa'imer. That Sfira HaSa'imer is because Yetzias Mitzrayim had only one purpose, Kabbalah Satera. So the day after we get out of one day, we celebrate Yetzias Mitzrayim. Next night, look forward to the great purpose of it all, Kabbalah Satera on Har Sinai. So of course, so since the second day of Pesach, it's already been Erev Shavuos. But from the Mekubalim say that from Lag Ba'omer, it's Mamish Erev Shavuos. In fact, that they say the koil of Shavuos can starting be heard at Lag Ba'omer, the voices of Har Sinai. What does it mean, the voice of Har Sinai? In this week's Parsha, which was last week's Parsha in Eretz Yisrael, this week is really Bahar Sinai Lamor. The word Lamor is because when the Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke at Har Sinai, the voice of Har Sinai is forever. It's forever. It reverberates. The voice of Sinai is always there. The truth is, we're supposed to plug into Har Sinai every day of our life, as the Pasuk says, with the mitzvah d'oraisa, to remember Har Sinai every single day of your life. Not only is it mitzvah essay, it's mitzvah essay and a loisa essay. Zohar loisishka. Never forget, every day, not just between Yemei HaOmer, not just after Lag BaOmer, every day of the year, but Shavuos is a very special day. I want to tell you, son, with a story that had a big effect on me. It happened, I think, 3 years ago. There was a girl from a devout Catholic family in South America who was in a church school learning religion, and they were learning what they call the Old Testament, and happened to come to the part of the Old Testament that they were reading, and they put it, God himself came down to Mount Sinai, and all of the Jews were gathered there, and God spoke to the Jews and gave them his Torah. So this girl got all excited. She says, Father, we believe that God himself came down to Sinai and gave the Jews his Torah. Yes, my daughter, but of course you know that our Savior came and said that he changed his mind. You know that. Father, it doesn't make too much sense that if God saw the need himself to come down to Sinai himself and gather all the Jews to give them his Torah, it doesn't make any sense that if he wants to change his mind, he's going to send somebody, pass the word around, God changed his mind. So I'm going to discount this changing his mind. And if we do believe that he came down on Sinai and spoke to the Jews, I want to hear what he had to say, Father. I think it's the most awesome thought. I want to hear what God said on Sinai. So she, it didn't take her too long to know that the only way to hear what Hashem said on Sinai was to become Jewish, which she did. Became a Gioris before Shavuos. And on Shavuos, she was in the Kabbalah de Torah, together with Kar Yisrael. And a year or so later, she married a Ben Torah. And they're plugging in to Har Sinai, because she wanted to hear what the Kodesh Baruch Hu said on Har Sinai. When I heard the story, I was very shaken up by it. Because I wonder if we, and even I, have this urge, I want to hear what Hashem said on Har Sinai. Don't you want to hear what Hashem said? He came down himself. He was matriarch. I don't know how much of a tirch it is. He came down all the way down to Har Sinai. And it was clear that he was down there. And the dramatics were awesome. And he spoke. We heard him speak on Har Sinai. So, wouldn't you like to hear what Hashem said on Har Sinai? Well, let me tell you something. You're only going to hear if you tune in. You all know that radios are different stations. And if you're not tuned to the right station, you're not going to hear it. It could be that there's some kind of a way of hearing in Eretz Israel. Well, we have no radios. Nobody has radios. I don't have any turn on radios at all. But, you know, if Louis Yitzhuyer, Kol HaLashon was on the radio, Louis Yitzhuyer. And you wanted to hear Kol HaLashon, and you're on the wrong station, and you hear some crazy rock music going out there. So instead of Kol HaLashon, you're going to hear some who knows what. If you're not tuned in, you're not going to hear. So in other words, if you want to hear what Hashem said on Har Sinai, even on Shavuos, you're not going to hear it unless you're tuned in. So how do I tune in to Har Sinai? What does it mean? You know, I'm going to tell you a halacha. It says in Siman Tov Samaches, Shulchan Pesach, in the old days, they had no antibiotics. And if anybody had a disease or some kind of a germ, the normal procedure was bloodletting. Hakosa Saddam. They got rid of all the diseased blood. They left minimal blood into the body. Hashem made an amazing body that replenishes its blood. And hopefully the new blood will be healthy and will overcome the disease. It says in the Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to be makis dam on any Arab Yom Tov. Why not? Why can't you be makis dam? Because it says in the Gemara in Shabbos that on Arab Shavuos there's a shed called Tavuach. That he goes to the Jewish houses. And anybody that's not mekabel the teva, if Kali Yisrael is not mekabel the teva, havitovach lehu ledisrayu ledamayu, he chops off the Jews. Now, nobody sees any Jews being chopped off on Shavuos, but I mean spiritually, he chops them up. Question here is, wait a second, we were mekabel the teva, we were 3,300 years old, Kali Yisrael stood at Har Sinai, we were mekabel the teva, so that shed should have no, should be out of business. But this is halacha today. And the halacha is so stringent that you're not allowed to, because of the gzeira, the Erev Shavuos, you're not allowed to makis dam any Erev Yom Tov because it's so serious that you can't be makis dam on Erev Shavuos because of the danger of this person is weak and the shed has more power over him. The answer is because every single year, what was repeats itself. What was comes again. The days of our Yom Tovim are not commemorations of what was, but a repetition of what was. Every single year on Shavuos, it's Zman Matan Teva Seinu. Again, there's a Nesina Sateva. Again, there's a Maimar HaSinai. It's reenacted. I don't want to use the word rerun. It's not a rerun. It's the original again. The original again. And if we're not in the Kabbalah the Torah, then the shed is right there where the powers he had to be Kazi test. So we have to in the Kabbalah the Torah, but we already have the Torah. And I don't have a choice really. I was born Jewish. I really have to keep the Torah. I heard from my good friend Chanoch Teller, the famous writer. And I see him say, do you want to hear a story? He asked me, from you for sure. He was once on a plane, and the guy next to him, he had a palm, and his friend had a palm. And he said his friend was learning Chumash on his palm. That's Chumash on his palm. That's one of PIM. It's one of these things in the before the BlackBerry days. People had palms, and his friend was learning Chumash on it. And he saw his friend, so he also has, he's looking at his address book, and he's, oh, so, and Chanoch was very interested, he had the Chumash on it, it was free, his friend said, should I beam it to you, because you could beam one palm to the other palm of the program, so should I beam it, and Chanoch says, please, I'd love to have it, so he beams it, and on Chanoch Teller's screen, it said, receiving Chamisha Chumshei Teva. Do you accept? And he looked at that screen, and his friend said, why don't you press? He said, do you see what it says here? Do you accept? I'm sure it's because his brother said, I'm beaming. Do you accept? Well, what do you mean do I accept? Of course, you know. What do you mean, of course? What do you mean, of course? Wait a second. It's not so, of course. I'm not so, of course. Let me tell you something, you know, on the danger of you never coming to hear me again, I'm going to say it like it is. Anechi, what does he tell us? The very first words that Kodesh Baruch Hu uttered to us, Anechi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzitzicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mibeis Avodim. I am Hashem. They took you out of Egypt, they made somebody. The Shayna said, what? That's the mitzvah of Emunah. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu tore open the heavens, and he saw there's no Enoid Milvader, there's nothing else there, except for the Kodesh Baruch Hu. What's the importance of Asher Tzitzicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mibeis Avodim? What's that to do with anything? Not only that, if you want to talk about your greatness, Hashem, Olechi Hashem Elokech Asher Bo, Shamayim Ve'oretz, as Hayom, it's called Asher Bo. Talk about, he created the whole world. Why did he see us the answer, virtually all the Rishonim say, is because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to associate his Metzias with the fact that you are Avodim in Mitzrayim. And why were you Avodim in Mitzrayim? Why was I never in Mitzrayim? Very simply, I was never in Mitzrayim because Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to be his Eved. Avodai Heim, I shall say to yourself here at Mitzrayim. Avdus in Mitzrayim was the prerequisite. It was a training ground to become a good Jew, because what is a good Jew? An Eved, a slave to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Wow. Slaves to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. What was Moshe Rabbeinu's greatest praise that the Kodesh Baruch Hu said? Ech lo yereisem ledaver ba'avdi b'Moshe. My slave, Moshe. Eved Neman Karasa. He was a slave. Now, I'm going to say things now that I only have permission to say because I was told I was zecher for 5 years to sit and watch and hear Reb Chatzko Levenstein, who was an Eved Hashem. And before he was nifter, I was in by him, and he gave me a tzivui to give over what I said, what I heard by him. Otherwise, I would feel the hypocrisy to talk about things that I myself am not on enough of a madriga. But since you're wonderful Jews and you want to hear about Hashem, so I'll tell you, he spoke a lot about it. And he could because he was an Eved Hashem. What is an Eved Hashem? An Eved asks no questions. An Eved does what he has to do. There's no such thing as an Eved yes or no. And that was part of Naaseh Kedem L'Nishma. Whatever the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants, I shall do. Regardless, I don't care. They didn't even know yet what he's going to demand of them. They didn't know all the dinim. They didn't know. I don't care. Which brings to mind an amazing story. There's a book called The Vagabond Soul. I think that's the name of it. It tells the story of somebody who wanted to marry a Jewish girl. He underwent a reformed gay ceremony that they call becoming Jewish, whatever that ceremony is. But she wasn't satisfied because she was conservative. No, the reformed just means meaningless. So she had to undergo a conservative gay ritual. He went under second conversion. Conservative gayers, and then she was happy with that. And then he was serious about it. And he started going to the conservative temple. He became the Gabbai. He was the first person in the conservative temple, this guy. And he was, everything was great. They had a child. And they bring the child to enroll in day school. Now, in America, the first question in day school, before money, can you afford us, is the child Jewish? Very good question. So the principal knows that that's his first thing, to find out that the child is Jewish. So they're sitting there, the mother, who was born Jewish, and the father, who, whatever. And they're talking, and the principal's asking the right questions, and the mother, yeah, it's cool. And then the father, well, I'm the Gabbai in the conservative synagogue. Oh, where were you born? And he was whatever. And so the principal says, well, the mother is certainly Jewish, we're going to accept the child. So he understood that, Rabbi, I'm not Jewish in your eyes. He says, so nothing to do with my eyes. It's God's eyes. If he says you're Jewish, you're Jewish. If he said you're not Jewish, you're not Jewish. Nothing to do with me. So in God's eyes, I'm not Jewish. He said, no way. No, he's not Jewish. Rabbi, I want to be Jewish. I want to be really Jewish. How can I be Jewish in God's eyes? So there's a rub for that. Gerus. I really underwent too, but he didn't undergo any. I mean, so he goes to the rub, and the rub tried to dissuade him. He says, you know, no, sir, you know what it means to be Jewish. It's very difficult. First of all of the dishes and everything you have to throw it all out. If the kasher this and kasher that. I'll do it, Rabbi. You know what Shabbos means? Forget about the conservative synagogue. You're not going to walk back in there again. And the Orthodox synagogue is a 2.5 mile walk. And you know what it means? You can't turn on lights, you can't watch it, you can't do this, you can't do that. Rabbi, I'll do it. I want to be Jewish. Then the rabbi thought he was going to really, you have to leave home, separate from your wife for 3 months. Rabbi, I'm very close to my wife. I'll do anything humanly possible to be Catholic Jewish. I will do it, and you won't scare me. Whatever a human can do, I will do to be Catholic Jewish. The rabbi started shaking from emotion. He told all his colleagues, he said, I saw my own eyes, not the Kohen Mitzvah. Whatever it takes, I don't care. I don't care. Amazing. Let's go, Dr. Kohen, whatever it takes, whatever you want. And we're already Jewish, Baruch Hashem, but on Hasinai, that's what we did on Hasinai. We already did it already once on Hasinai. We said, I don't care what. I don't care what. You don't care what? You really not care what? So his brother said, you know, you are slaves. You know you have everything. If all of you belong to me, how about your home? Does all your home belong to me? Well, Hashem, there's one little corner that, you know, I didn't want to go into. A little corner that's off limits to you. But the most of the house is pretty good. You know, you can come in. That's a little corner. So now, I'll tell you another story. I'll tell you a story about Chazal tell us that Kadosh Baruch Hu went to all the nations and offered them the Torah, and then he came to the different nations, and he said, for instance, he comes to the Mafia in Sicily and says, you guys want the Torah? Why don't you take the Torah, boss? It says in the Torah, you shall not kill. We had a business, you know. And so on and so forth. Question is, why didn't he tell, you know, the Mafia, they're very big on Kibbutz Avraham. All he has to do is say, it says in the Torah, Ana your papa and your mama. We take it, that Torah, that's good Torah, we like that. Because you know the story that Mama is working with Luigi, and Mama sees a beautiful necklace that a girl's wearing. And Luigi boy, yes, Mama, I like that necklace. Mama, you got it. That's worth 2 minutes. Take that as 9. This is a battle. You know, your head's in the way. Mama, just got to wash off the blood. Here, Mama. Ain't no Mama got a good boy like my Luigi. So now I'm going to take the Torah. There's honor your papa and your mama, you know. And how come every nation he told something else? Because you know why? Because you know what the Torah wants? Your weak point. That's what the Torah wants. Your weak point. When you tell Hashem, you know, Hashem, you know, I'm pretty good, you know. Pretty good, no stick. You know, it's perfect, there you go. Matter of fact, they do. Well, come on, you know, you're I'm pretty good, it's just not, you know. That's what I want. That's what I want. That's the Ksiv Bey. That's the Ksiv Bey. What does the Torah want? It wants what you don't want to give. It wants your sore point. In case you don't know what it is, ask your wife. What do you think? Do you have any things, any problems you think that have to be worked on? Where should I start?
You could find that very quickly. You could ask your wife and she said, well, I don't have 3 hours out of tell you. We'll start here, then we'll continue. That's what Hashem wants. Because that's what an Eved is. An Eved does what Hashem wants him to do. No questions asked. No matter what the price, no matter how difficult, and especially what's difficult, and especially what you don't want to give him. Oh my. So now that we have a bit of an understanding what it means, because Rahul told Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to do an avodah on this mountain. What avodah did we do at Har Sinai? We got the Torah. Well, getting the Torah is not like a bar mitzvah boy receiving presents. Getting the Torah is not saying, whatever you say, I will do. That's what getting the Torah means. It's an avodah. There's no greater Torah. There's no more difficult avodah than saying yes.
To press the button on the palm, receiving the Torah, with the you accept. Are you ready to press that button?
The whole Torah. Everything. Especially, not including what you don't want to give, but especially because the reason you're getting the Torah is for that purpose. But you, and now, because what you don't want to give is your Achilles heel, and that's the whole reason for your being in the world, because we were all here in previous Gilgals. Darizal said 400 years ago. No new neshamas. Every neshama on this earth is a Gilgal that did well in the previous Gilgal, except for one handicap, one nekuda. And we were sent here for that. To correct that particular nekuda. That's what we're here for. That's the whole topic of our being, because the things that come easy, that we have no problem with, we did well in the previous Gilgal. They're already past. It's why we have a problem with we were born with this handicap. And that's all even that we're here in this world. So if we're going to say everything but, then the whole purpose of creation of our being here, it's a failure of our Gilgal right here, right now. Because that's what we're here for. So, oh my goodness, Shavuos became more chomer than Yom Kippur. It definitely is. No question about it. Of course, Shavuos is bigger than Yom Kippur. So, one second, Rabbi. So now in Shavuos, I got to become a Tzaddik Gomer? No way. But first of all, you have to accept, and you have to say, Hashem, I acknowledge that you made the world, you created me, you took us out of Egypt, for the purpose of being your Eved. I acknowledge that fact. I acknowledge the fact that an Eved does everything that his master wants him to do. I acknowledge the fact that I have difficulties and I'm not doing it at the moment. I acknowledge all of that. Am I going to change instantly? No. But I acknowledge the fact that that's what you want from me. That's the purpose of my creation. And I'm going to try to work on it. Do I accept? Yes. I accept. I'm not going to be immediate, but I'm going to work on it. And I hope to get there. And I hope to be a success in this Gilgal, and not to blow it by repeating whatever mistake I made in the previous Gilgal. I accept. I'm not like the Mafia in Sicily. I'm a Jew that's ready to be an Eved. And I accept. That's Kabbalah Satorah on Har Sinai. And that's what's coming up. And now we understand that Shed, that's called Tavuach, has his sword out. When he looks around to the Jews, is he Mekabel the Torah? Because it's relevant right now. This Shuvah, this Erev Shuvah, the chest starts going around and and starts looking around to see, let me see if this person preparing himself to become the Torah. The whole Torah. Avdus Hashem. that they're going to be an eved of the Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Oh my goodness. And that shed, even though we have no bloodletting, but that shed is a dangerous thing now. Sometimes things that happen during the year are the result of that shed who had shvuas for a Jew that wasn't a makabel the Torah, that he goes to his neshama and starts chopping it up.
It doesn't have to work immediately, but certainly the neshama was chopped up, and during the year it can come out.
Sorry to a nice Sunday morning with the sun is shining for a change in London. Spring day.
You have a big community, something flowery and nice. Hey, I'm burdening you with the fact that you're an Eved to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But isn't it better to hear it now than later? That's the reality. Want to be a flower child and just live with foot and ostrich with your head in the ground and be oblivious of reality? Truth hurts. What you just heard now, I didn't make it up, it's all there. It's the truth. Is it hurt? Yes. Chazal say, Yosef Da'as Yosef Bahoy. If you heard a drasha, it didn't hurt, it could be a nice word, but you didn't hear much truth. Because when the truth hits, it hurts. I walked in there when I thought it was a free man. And then I'm all of a sudden I'm being told by Hashem that you're my avodim, you're my avodim. I want to end up with another nekuda of Maimon HaSinai. We saw the Anuchi at HaSinai. Yesterday, Tricky Elvis, it says that Achayim, where we were born, Vega Loidia Kudhiboda, Shuakel, Huavirehua Yotzer. He is all. We're supposed to know, internalize, and spread the word to our children and everybody else. There is Hashem in the world. He's Hashem. And on the day of Kabbalah Satera, when he said Anuchi, puts from the fact that we're avodim, but the fact is he showed the whole entire world, he opened up the heavens and he showed us that he's the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the day when we can come and plug ourselves in into the amunah of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and it should be in our so strong as the following story. There was an organization, there's an organization called Arachim. I understand that Professor Sigourney was here in London with Tzvi Enbal, and they have this weekend seminars. And it's only for non-religious academics. The plumbers and the electricians he sends to Amnon Yitzchak to deal with. They deal with only the academics.
And they have a seminar, and the rate is 90% walk out there believing in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, there was one seminar, one Friday night, one of the hardest, they're not going to get me, I'm such an atheist, they're not going to touch me. And he was arguing with the lecturer after the drushes were over Friday night, 11 o'clock. He was still arguing until 3 in the morning. He said, yes, oh God, yes. He runs into the bedroom and wakes up his wife 3 in the morning. Listen, yes, you took him. Yes, baby, I love yes. She looks at her watch. 3 o'clock in the morning. Let me see. Tomorrow morning you tell me, yes, hello, Kim. No, you can't sleep without knowing, say, yes, hello, Kim. You want to wake up people and shake them up and tell them, yes, hello, Kim? Don't you want to do that? If you don't want to do that, then something's missing. Because everybody knows it. It's so simple. Well, everybody, they know that it's a God. Yes. How well do they know? Do they live with it? Do they live with him? Do they speak to him with all the brachas 100 times a day? Yesh Elokim. We were born Leda, Lodia, Ulihivoda, Yesh Kel, Wayetzer, Wabehe. He's the God. On Shavuos, when you tucked in and we see the Anochi, we should be so inspired that we should forever, until the next Shavuos, go and walk around. Wake up ourselves, our wives, our children. Yesh Elokim. Shem set up all of us. She was saying to a true Kabbalah Satera this year. It should be good enough to keep us for the whole entire year.